May the peace of Jesus and trust in His provision. May the peace of Jesus and trust in His provision triumph over all our fears. Amen. Well, some of you may wonder why I include personal conversations with the Lord in messages. Very simply, we are all in the same boat, going through the same rough waters and sometimes glassy smooth waters. The body of Christ is one in Jesus, and as such, it is good for us to see the trials we are experiencing and helps us to relate to our kind and gentle Jesus, who's always caring for us and welcomes conversations with us as we work through our trials. This is meant for all believers, not just the privileged few. Isn't it amazing how we all seem to experience the same things together? Well, to me, it is just punctuating the thought. We're all learners, and all have but one teacher, and are in the same classroom with one another. I've been down with allergies for 2 days, dear ones. That's why I haven't posted. This was an intercessory suffering that was so strong I could not sit up without assistance, nor could I keep my eyes open as I listened to the Lord and typed. Very frustrating. I had to go back to bed time after time after time. And this was on Holy Thursday and Good Friday. And today in the evening, it finally broke. So here I am. So happy to be sharing His heart with you again. This message was given yesterday. Jesus began, "I know it's been a hard day for you and a very hard day around the world. Thank you for offering your sufferings, dear one. Lord, they seemed like nothing to me. I know, but you were gracious about it, and I appreciate this very much. Thank you, Lord, for giving me the grace to be gracious. You're welcome, my love. By the way, you have nothing to fear from the looming threats of war and the rumors of war. Nothing at all. In fact, I want you to really throw yourself into your work and keep praying as you have for all heart dwellers and the world in flux. People do not last on this channel unless they're longing to cultivate a deep relationship with me and hear my voice or tender prompting. That is why some come and some go. There are still those looking for excitement and the latest rapture news. There are others searching for a deeper relationship with me and mature ones in me who hear my voice clearly and long to hear it even more. Through this channel, I confirm many lessons they have learned but still carry doubts about and introduce them to some of the mysteries of their redemption and their work with me to save souls. The lying against you has been very intense lately, and it is very hard for me to see the innocent and unexperienced turn away. The lying against you has been very intense lately. It is very hard for me to see the innocent and inexperienced turned away by lying testimonies about you and Ezekiel. It is very sad for me to see, because I have invested so much in this channel with you both, and your sincerity should never be questioned. But there are those who have strong opinions about how you should present things, and others who are just professional defamers and under the influence of the enemy. Still, when a little one walks away because they heard some slanderous lie about you, I grieve. There was so much I wanted them to have, and now they're gone. By the way, guys, if you happen on one of those sites, and I'm not encouraging you to go there, and you've experienced breakthroughs in your life and good things on this channel, please share that to offset some of the ugly things that are said. So at least maybe one or two people will read that and say, well, now, wait a minute. Here's a person who's saying good things. You might be able to save a little one that was being sucked into some really dark and ugly place. Anyway, Jesus continued, "But I will always care for you and Ezekiel, Claire, as well as those who serve on this channel. So do not worry when ugly things are said. Great is your reward in heaven, for they treated the prophets in exactly the same way." And there he's quoting the scripture in Luke chapter 6. "Blessed are you when people hate you, and when they exclude you and insult you and reject your name as evil because of the Son of Man. Rejoice in that day and leap for joy, because great is your reward in heaven. For their fathers treated the prophets in the same way." Luke 6:22 and 23. Here I wanted to share that a very dear friend's wife had 3 near-death experiences within the past 2 weeks, and she was taken to heaven. She saw a street called Heart Dwellers Lane with several mansions on it. When she recovered and was put back in her body, she shared that with us. "All I can say is wonderful, Lord. You are so wonderful. You are so wonderful, and I know our suffering has much to do with it." Jesus continued, "You have all labored together. You shall all be close to one another. I have wonders and gifts stored up for you, my people, that in your wildest dreams you never would have thought of such a thing. You have resisted the temptation to be critical and backbite. You have resisted the temptation to give up and say, 'This walk is not for me.' You have resisted running here and there in the latest buzz and because of that, your apostolate, the things I've given you to do, is maturing and will soon be a tree which fills the garden and gives the birds a place to build their nests and raise their young. How pleased I am with those of you who have remained faithful to Claire and not allowed the enemy to sow division through you." And the Lord reminded me of the Song of Ascents, actually in the Psalm 133. "Behold, how good and pleasant it is for brothers to dwell together in unity. It is like the precious oil upon the head, coming down upon the beard, even Aaron's beard, coming down upon the edge of his robes." Psalm 133. And with this, the Lord is referring to and in this next line, the Lord is referring to a slight drop in donations. And I've been trying to be so faithful to help everyone who comes to us for and has needs, whether it be on the internet or in the community here. But lately I've had to kind of pull back a little. And that's kind of grieved me, actually. And the Lord said, "I will not abandon you in your necessities. I will always look out for you, Claire." Thank you, Lord. I have to remember when resources are thin and the enemy threatens that you are faithful and always will be faithful. Jesus continued, and that is the topic I want to address to my heart dwellers. Some of you are laboring for me on very little, and at times it seems as if you will not make it, but I have always a provision for you. But I always have a provision for you. It may be difficult, it may even be embarrassing to you. It may even be embarrassing to you, threaten your pride even. But nonetheless, if you've been faithful to use your resources for my kingdom, I will come through to you. I will come through for you. And that is the topic I want to address to my heart dwellers. Some of you are laboring for me on very little, And at times it seems as if you will not make it, but I always have a provision for you. It may be difficult. It may even be embarrassing, threaten your pride even. But nonetheless, if you've been faithful to use your resources for my kingdom, I will come through for you. Some of you even consider dropping what I've begun in you and going back to a secular job. Where is your faith? If you know you have been called to do this, then I will cover for you. People can be fickle and unstable, but I will never be. I may allow difficult choices in your life, but many times it's to test your love and faithfulness and see if you're willing to live on less to serve me. Boy, that's for sure. I mean, in our 30-some years of ministry, he has allowed us to be at the very rock bottom, and it's very humiliating sometimes. And people look at you and say, well, you must not be serving God, or he wouldn't let you have needs like this. Oh, yeah? Talk to some of the missionaries overseas, and you'll see that that is absolutely the furthest thing from the truth. He tests us through our needs at times to trust him more. I continued in our conversation, yes, Lord, there have been moments when Ezekiel and I wondered, but if only we will persevere and apply ourselves even more to the work you've given us, I know you will come through. And every day I must measure that reality when you call us to spend what little we have on firewood for families that are suffering in the cold. It is always miraculous how you come through, and I feel so tried in my faith when we give all we have without any kind of backup. Jesus continued, and yet you still worry, Claire. Tell the truth here. You're not perfected in faith, not by a long shot. It's true, I do give in to doubt and allow myself to become fearful. Forgive me, Lord. Well, how can I use you as an example if you don't hit low times like others? I want them to know that as long as they are obeying me, they can count on my provision without holding their breath. Please, my people, don't back down from the direction I take you in because there's suffering involved. This is all part of your formation and preparation for heaven. And what a wonderful witness you are when I provide in the midst of crisis. There are many reasons I allow these tests, dear ones. But the major one is, do you trust me? If I bring you into a crisis situation, do you trust me to deliver you? Do you know how many tragically live just to put a roof over their heads or drive the latest model car or have the latest computer and equipment? So many have abandoned a life of adventure and abandonment to me. So many are wasting precious gifts given at birth because they want a guaranteed income, stability, and all the benefits. Yet all I guarantee you is the grace to weather the trials. My grace is sufficient for you, for my power is perfected in weakness. And Paul goes on to say, therefore I will boast all the more gladly in my weaknesses, so that the power of Christ may rest on me. That is why, for the sake of Christ, I delight in weakness, in insults, hardships, persecutions, and difficulties. For when I am weak, then I am strong. That's 2 Corinthians 12. Jesus continued, when you reach a crossroads where you must make a decision, if it involves the unknown, your best path is to cleave to me with all your strength and wait upon my provision. I do not disappoint good wills, and if you are working for me, actively bringing souls into the kingdom, you can rest assured that something is coming, if only you will persevere. Thank you, Lord. It really is calming to hear that over and over again. Many also withdraw from giving. That too is an error. It is in your generosity. It is your generosity that causes me to supply from my generosity. I wanted you to know, Claire, that you are not the only one facing moments of doubt. I am allowing this right now among my believers to test their mettle, their faithfulness and commitment to me, no matter what. The just shall live by faith. Those of you who know my heart well live by faith and have abandoned a lifestyle that harnesses you to the world. By the way, the just shall live by faith is in Romans 1. Plus, it's in the Old Testament and other places as well. Jesus continued, "So I'm asking you to trust me, my precious ones. Trust me, continue. Trust me and continue to apply your life strength and resources to what I'm asking of you. And for the rest of you who are not yet equipped for your mission, be faithful and remember the little ones around you who have no daily bread. And that day I will welcome you into the kingdom prepared for you because you provided for me through them. My blessing is upon you now, and an increase in faith is in your hearing ears. I love you and I encourage you. Continue on in the direction I've established for you. Don't ever turn back. There are wonderful things waiting for you ahead in your journey.